WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Coming up on Fresh Air, our regular Thursday feature interval, feature of out-of-print jazz recordings with host Francis Davis. Today from the Interval Archives, we hear about baritone saxophonist Serge Chaloff.
This is Interval, a regular feature of Fresh Air, and I'm Francis Davis. The subject of today's interval is baritone saxophonist Serge Chaloff. Chaloff's story is one of the most tragic in jazz. He was a natural, and he achieved public notice as a musician while still immature as a man. Like many of his contemporaries, Chaloff forfeited much of his gift in quite a few years of his life to heroin, perhaps in a vain attempt to emulate those musicians he thought more at ease in himself on a bandstand and in the world. Chaloff triumphed over his habit, only to fall victim to a form of cancer which paralyzed him and eventually killed him at age 33. The real tragedy, though, is that his work has become so little known, because Chaloff was clearly the major baritone saxophonist after Harry Carney, and one of jazz's most gifted soloists, regardless of instrument. I'll speak more of Serge Chaloff's career in a few minutes, but first I want you to listen to something. On the piece we'll hear, Chaloff's is the first solo. Try, if you will, to hear his lines as though they were being played two octaves higher than they are. Try, in other words, to imagine you're hearing an alto saxophone instead of a baritone, and see if Chaloff's rhythmic and harmonic dexterity don't suggest Charlie Parker to you. The baritone saxophone isn't an instrument that can be played rapidly without sacrificing a lot of its natural opulence and its natural majesty. But Chaloff's tone here is all sinew, as thick as the trunk of a tree. What I'm trying to suggest is that what, say, Bud Powell was to Charlie Parker in the piano, Serge Chaloff was to Charlie Parker in the baritone saxophone. This was recorded in Boston in 1953, and it's called Oh Baby. Thank you.
Thank you.